From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Humanitarian aid convoy is struck by warplanes in Syria. The United States is accusing Syria of conducting airstrikes on aid trucks which had been attempting to reach the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo on Monday. The United Nations and Syria's Red Crescent said the multi-agency convoy was hit as it was transporting aid from Turkey to tens of thousands of people in Aleppo. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the trucks were struck by military aircraft. There was no immediate response from Syria's government to the U.S. accusation that it was responsible. The raid came as a one-week ceasefire in the Syrian civil war appeared to dissolve, as with Syria's military blaming its collapse on U.S.-backed opposition forces. U.S. police have detained a man suspected of planting several explosive devices in New York City and nearby New Jersey on Saturday. Police arrested 28-year-old Ahmad Rahimi in Linden, New Jersey, after engaging in a shootout with him on Monday. He was taken to a hospital to be treated for his wounds. Reports say investigators saw him on surveillance video at one of the bomb sites in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood, where 29 people were wounded. Speaking in New York, President Barack Obama praised the speed of Rahimi's capture.
It is outstanding police work, outstanding law enforcement work. I, in particular, want to give a heartfelt thanks to the New Jersey police officers who were able to apprehend this individual.
Police also want to question Rahimi about another bombing on Saturday morning in Seaside Park, New Jersey. That's where a blast forced the cancellation of a charity road race. You're listening to VOA News. Well, the bombs in New York and New Jersey became a point of contention in the U.S. presidential contest on Monday and prompted calls for action on Capitol Hill. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton said she wants a new intelligence surge to fight terrorism. She said experts in America's Silicon Valley technology hub could help to devise ways to monitor internet conversations among plotters and prevent attacks before they occur. Also on the presidential campaign trail, Republican nominee Donald Trump once again urged a tightening of immigration standards for people entering the United States. Trump said U.S. police know who a lot of the people are, but are afraid to do anything to stop the attacks because they do not want to be accused of racial profiling. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, a protest against the president descended into violence on Monday. The Congolese Interior Minister told reporters late Monday that 17 people were killed, 3 policemen and 14 civilians. The demonstrators said President Joseph Kabila must step down when his term ends in December. For VOA, William Clowes has the latest from Kinshasa.
The singing quickly devolved into angry chanting. Kabila must go, the protesters yelled. People built barricades to block the roads and burn tires of vehicles in the pro-opposition neighborhood of Limite. By 7:30 a.m., police were sporadically firing tear gas grenades. This man told VOA that, "We see that all the Congolese are here to reclaim the rule of law. I am a young Congolese and we need a change. We need elections within the constitutional time frame. We will chase Kabila from the country by force." A Congolese government spokesman told AFP News that the government decided to cancel the demonstration after supporters of veteran opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi murdered 2 policemen in Limite. Monday marks the day the DRC's electoral process should have kicked off ahead of November polls, but the Electoral Commission now says that the poll should be pushed off until 2018. It says that time is needed to compile a new voter list. William Clowes for VOA News, Kinshasa.
And finally, thousands of people have been forced to flee after a fire broke out at a refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos. Volunteers at the Moria refugee camp said about 4,000 people were evacuated from Monday's fire. There were no reports of injuries. Greek fire officials are investigating the cause of the Monday night blaze and are still assessing the extent of the damage caused. A total of 5,400 migrants and other refugees are living on Lesbos. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.